My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm the artistic director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. Three Notched Road is in its 10th season. We perform in Stanton, Charlottesville, and Richmond, and we're recording a pandemic time recording. The CD will be called Shining Shore, Songs of Early Virginia. It's our specialty in early American and particularly Virginian music. Anytime you have a microphone pointed at your instrument, the blood pressure goes up, right? So it's so much fun, and it's so natural to play for living, breathing humans. And that's such a wow. The pandemic has sure taught us what it feels like, the difference in energy. Even just excellent, amazing, wonderful musicians, when they are playing for, you know, a screen, right, their phone or something, and then they're submitting that as a video, and then someone is editing it, putting it together. As so many of these so-called live stream type performances, or not even live, but performances to sort of replace the fact that we can't have public performances in any large scale nowadays, you really see the difference in energy. And so we have to recapture that energy of not being in front of people. The neat thing about one of the studios we're considering recording at, Sono Luminous up in near Winchester, they actually have a studio that's in an old church that's been transformed into a studio. How appropriate for this particular program. Churches are our natural venue because early music, by and large, the majority of it is sacred music that is either commissioned by the church or being written by pastors or by priests, you know, depending on the location of it. And then the instrumental music, we sort of fill in around the edges for fun. So we've recorded two albums. Our first was Shepherd's Star. We recorded that one out at Woodbury Forest School in Orange. They have a beautiful chapel, and we had our engineer come and set up all of his recording equipment in the chapel there. And then we recorded our CD, Epiphany, and that one was recorded partly in a performing hall at the University of Michigan. That's where I recorded the Bach, solo Bach pieces and Bieber mystery sonatas. And then we recorded some other works at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Greenwood, right near us here down Ivy Road, down 250. Beautiful setting. We're so fortunate here in Virginia to have such historic spaces of great beauty.